Sonic Erotica.
In contrast to the fantasy I often have of being dominated, I also fantasize a lot about dominating someone. And recently, there's a character who's been coming up a lot lately. I've created her in my head, and she's kind of like a doll, in that she's quite small and she's very curvy but very tiny, and she's basically, I can do absolutely anything I want to her, and so I can kiss her and I can bite her nipples and make her squeal and put my hands in her and taste her. And I also fantasize about magically growing a cock and penetrating her, and I think I just love the idea of being able to be larger than someone and dominate them in a way that sometimes I feel I fantasize about having a man dominate me in that way, and sometimes I fantasize about actually being the man doing the dominating. In reality, when I do the dominating, there's always a sense of being allowed to dominate the person because I'm physically weaker, whereas in my fantasies I'm very physically strong and big, and it's sort of a sheer brute animal strength I have.
Oh, I actually, for some reason, always fantasize about being watched. Like, I think that's one of the greatest fantasies that gets me off. It's weird. Yeah. Whether it's like porn or someone actually in the room, stuff like that. You know, being busted. Yeah. You know, being a porn star. Because then you can kind of play out your fantasy and be as naughty as you want, and like, you know that you might be fulfilling someone else's fantasy at the same time. So that's probably the scenario that I like the most, of being watched. I've always been brought up to be a good girl, kind of. And so the thought of doing something that most people would consider naughty, so that's one attribute to the fantasy. And just, I don't know, experimenting with different roles. Like, you know, how they always have, you know, different outfits and images and stuff, and so many different scenarios. It's just, it's one of those fantasies that you can make go so many different ways. So like, you could start out with one part of the fantasy and then end up in a totally different situation, and it's awesome. I am actually imagining it being myself. Like, that's one key thing in the fantasy, is it's me going somewhere and deciding, I don't care, I'm going to be bad, I'm going to have sex with random people and let other people watch it. It's still me, but it's me playing a role, if that makes sense. I started picturing myself auditioning for a porn star role, where I was taking on two guys and I was having my first, or it was kind of like an audition for an anal experience. And while I've done that before, I haven't done it often, so I think that's one of the things I've yet to explore fully. So I think that's why my current fantasy is about anal sex. I definitely want to explore anal sex more in real life, not as a porn star. That's always going to be a fantasy. Like, I'm never going to do that. But yeah, definitely want to explore anal sex more.
So when I touch myself, I imagine a man watching me and taking photos of me as I get further along. And he, it's sometimes a man taking photos of me, sometimes it's more removed, so someone filming me and watching me in another space. And as the closer I get to coming, he gets harder and is wearing less clothes in my imagined mind. So throughout the whole time that I'm touching myself, he's taking photos of me, and he gets harder and is urging me to come and wanting me to come as he gets harder and wants to come as well.
My fantasy is to have like 6 or 8 penises all at the one time, you know, guys jerking off over my bosoms, sucking someone to an orgasm in my mouth, having a penis in my bum, a penis in my pussy.
Well, I've always, I guess, liked fantasies. I think a lot of them have come from, you know, watching porn movies and all that sort of stuff. And I think my best fantasy is actually being led by a guy into sort of a room where there are other men in various states of undress, and actually almost becoming almost like a slave to, and sucking all their cocks and just watching them as they come. And then even in a situation where I would like to see myself now, lying on a bed and having about 4 guys there, and all at various stages of erection, and then taking one in my mouth and having someone actually just masturbating in front of me. I find watching men masturbate is extremely horny, very, very turn on. And then just the guys taking turn and actually having sex with me. And then all coming together, this amazing just eruption of noise. It's a fantasy. I can't see myself actually probably doing that. I've had 2 guys previously, and that was extraordinary. It was probably one of the most sensual and sexual experiences I've ever had. I fantasize a lot, and have had a very active sex life. But I'm very monogamous also when I'm with my partner. And I guess that in my fantasy sex life, I'm way more wanton than I am in my reality sex life. But it gives it a nice balance.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.